Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to give away these Heat tickets? We have a pair of Heat tickets to give away every day this week. It's for Heat and Blazers. Was that the 8th or the 9th of November? 7th or the 8th of November? Anybody know?
I'll look it up for you right now.
The 8th.
The 8th. All right, Heat and Blazers, little simmering feud with the Blazers still. Heat and Blazers, November 8th at the Kaseya Center. What caller number should we give these tickets to?
11.
Four?
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Jaime Jaquez Jr.
You learned his name.
He did his thing. I learned your name when you ball now.
Triple J.
He had the sophomore slump. It seems like he figured out.
He did have a sophomore slump. Everything seems a little bit energized. I don't know, you know, how much you put on having Jimmy away from the team and the surroundings. Like, I don't know how much credence you give that, but this looks like a very energized team. They did not look energized last season.
I think a lot of it away from emotion. This all has to do with Jimmy being away from the team, not because they're better without Jimmy Butler. We'll see.
I'm a guy taking up space in the corner.
But they don't have somebody who has to slow the offense down to be successful. Jimmy can't play at that pace and be the best player, right? He's doing it with Golden State to a certain extent, but he's not the best player there. He's constantly trying to set somebody else up. Eric Spoelstra said, okay, no more Jimmy Butler. Let's turn the page. We're going to play so fast this season. I don't know if you guys saw what I sent you, but Miami, entering yesterday's game, was leading the league in multiple categories of pace, but it's the way that they're doing it. So last year, the 76ers.
And by the way, you're going to give the stat. Jimmy is taking the callers right now. It's caller 11 gets a pair of Heat tickets, Heat Blazers, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. If you don't win them right now, you're going to have another chance tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Caller 11, though, right now is going to get the Heat tickets, 305-567-0560.
Sorry, I jumped right into stat mode. But listen to this. So you can see that this isn't just the Heat being fluky, beating the Grizzlies. They got hot. And then they beat the Knicks, first game of a three-game road trip. This isn't fluky stuff. It's the way Miami has totally changed their approach offensively. Last year, the 76ers set 37.9 per 100 possessions. They set screens last season. So per 100 possessions, they set 37 screens per game, right? That was the lowest of the tracking era back in 2018-2019. Miami is averaging 22 on-ball picks per 100 possessions. So it's not just like they're screening less. Think about the gap there. The least ever track back in 18-19 was 37 per 100 possessions. Through three games, Miami's averaging 22. They're not setting ball screens anymore. They're not waiting for the shot clock to get down to five to then finally go try to get to the free throw line. They're spreading everything out. It's one-on-one, isolation, get into the paint, and either shoot the mother bleeping basketball or pass it to somebody and there's so much movement on the offense, it's tailor-made to the type of roster they have, and it's tailor-made to a guy like Jaime Jaquez Jr., who really the only thing he's good at was getting to the paint. But, I mean, if you're not paying attention to Heat basketball, I'm not telling you they're going to win the East. I don't know. But I don't. It's easy to come into the season. They've done it every year, right, Hawk? Pace. We're going to play with more pace this year. They tried to do it last year. They weren't playing with more pace. They finished three straight seasons bottom 10 in offensive rating and in pace. This year, they might end up being the fastest-paced team in the NBA. Think about the difference in that. It's a totally different team, and it's fun.
Somebody tweets at me, Bouzelis fouled out, Hawk. Now, I know he fouled out, but he didn't foul out in the first 12 minutes of the game. He got 12 minutes because he was in foul trouble. I understood that. But at some point, being in foul trouble doesn't mean you keep him on the bench all game, Billy Donovan. I mean, to foul out with 12 minutes played? What's going on here? Launch an investigation.
Please keep his hands off of people. I don't know about the per 100 receptions in 37 since 1942. They're more exciting to watch. I don't like the drag in the mud. I don't like to slow the game down. Let's keep it to 85 and see who wins this game. The last 4 minutes, 120s, I love this. I love this style of basketball. To your point, is it going to work? Can they continue that pace? Tyler comes back? I don't know. But it's more fun to watch.
It's fun to watch. They're putting up points, and you got a guy like Norman Powell who can put up buckets. Like, it's fun.
29 last
night. Yeah,
it's fun. It's 29.
Fun.
That's the thing, though. If you don't have a guy that's just going to go out there, just flat-out basketball skill, just run.
Well,
just
and
beat him down the court.
How many games last season would be like, well, who's going to get the points tonight? Who's going to score tonight? You know who the scorer is, and that makes it more fun, I think, as a fan.
But through three games last year, okay, fine, Tyler was going to get you whatever, right, 25 points. Bam, towards the end of the season, when he finally got out of his slump, was going to get you 18. Then what? Like, you were
right, there was nothing else.
You were praying for Duncan to give you 12 off the bench.
By the way, Duncan had a game yesterday.
Yeah,
was it yesterday or Saturday? He had a game.
Yeah, big-time game. Pistons won yesterday, too. But yesterday, you have Jaime contributing, Nico contributing, Simone Fontecchio. I have to play for you. We have the cuts. What Jax is doing on the broadcast with Simone Fontecchio, he's just yelling out different pastas. Rigatoni! Every time he hits a three.
That's my kind of call.
I mean, every time he hits a three, and that's back-to-back games where double digits, like, they have balance for the first time maybe ever. Going back to the big three era, they have balance.
Somebody on the video chat says, Jimmy looks like he's doing a fundraiser. Yeah, when Jimmy's like hunched over the phone, it's like an old PBS fundraiser. He's picking up the phone. He's taking donations. You got a winner, Jimmy? You got a winner for the tickets?
I sure do.
What was the guy's name? First name and city.
Andres from Fort Lauderdale.
All right, congratulations, Andres. You're going to the Heat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.